what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a big week for USU Eastern basketball. Two games, one at home on Thursday against Snow College, another on Saturday at Salt Lake. Live coverage of both games will be right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Also at CastleCountryRadio.com. We're going to talk about where the USU Eastern men's squad is. Just had an impressive road trip. 3-0, two wins over Community Christian in California. Another win over Southern Nevada in Henderson. Joining us right now to talk about that, we have head coach Bill Evans. Coach, great to get you back on. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure.
Coach, here we are now in the back half of January, sitting 6-3 in conference play, and I want to talk about the road trip that you guys just completed. I mean, this is difficult. You had to go all the way to Redlands, California, picked up two hefty victories in 2 days against Community Christian, then you had to travel on the road to Southern Nevada, Henderson, and you go up against an athletic Southern Nevada squad. Boy, that's a tough road trip, and to come out 3-0, I'm sure you had to be pleased with that.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you go on the road and you can win some games, it's a good thing, because it's hard to do, you know, to win on the road. And the travel that we had to Redlands and then back to Vegas against a really good CSN team. I think CSN is playing a lot better, and Coach Beck's doing a good job of getting the right guys on the floor. You know, they beat us up a little bit defensively, and we didn't really play great until about the last 10 minutes of the game. And I guess that's a good time to play good, though.
Yeah, and I mean, offensively, the balance in the game against Southern Nevada, I mean, that's something that stands out to me. You had five guys in double figures, Coach. I mean, that's terrific balance.
It is, and I think that's one of the strengths of our team. I think we share the ball pretty well, and you know, Kurt's our leading scorer, but, you know, often we have another guy that steps up and scores more than he's averaging. He's averaging about 15 points a game. And, you know, Isaac played really good. We had a bunch of guys to play good. For me to single out one or two guys wouldn't be accurate.
Yeah, Coach, I know that coaches aren't big on comparisons, and I don't know that players are either, but from a media perspective, if I had to try to describe to someone what I see from Kurt Wegscheider, I've made this reference on air before, he's kind of got a Russell Westbrook feel to him in the sense that this kid can handle the basketball, but I haven't seen too many guards, at least this season in conference play, Coach, that can get to the rack as aggressively as Kurt can, and he can still knock down an outside shot. But boy, he's got a step. He can get to the basket, and it's very difficult on opposition to defend him.
His ability to drive the ball is, like, I think, is his strength. You know, he can make jump shots on the perimeter, but you know, he's best at driving the ball for sure.
What does that do, Coach, for the rest of the offense? And we can use this, I guess, in terms of putting up 81 on Southern Nevada. When you have Kurt successfully getting to the rack and making the opposition pay, I mean, obviously, it's got to make things easier, right, for guys like Peyton, for guys like Isaac. I mean, what's the solid contribution there from Kurt when he's able to do that?
Yeah, when he can get to the basket and then make plays for teammates, he becomes a really hard guy to guard. Everybody kind of waits for him in the paint when he's coming off ball screens or driving it, and he's doing a lot better job of driving it and throwing it to somebody on the perimeter. And when he does that, and he's doing that on a way more consistent basis, then that opened up some passing or some driving lanes for him.
Coach, now that we have seen everyone in conference play once, we've seen a couple of these teams twice, your evaluation, is it pretty spot on to where you thought the conference would be at the beginning of the season, or have there been any surprises for you?
Well, I think, you know, I think the league has some really good teams in it. Certainly the two teams we play this week are outstanding teams, both ranked in the top 20 in the country. Then you throw CSI and CSN in the mix. You know, you have some good teams there, and we lost a home game to CNCC. So on a given night, you can never really tell who's going to come out on top. You really can't.
I'm such a big fan, Coach, of the process and the evolution that we see of student-athletes when we hit that midway point. Is the team progressing at the rate that you like at this stage? I don't want to use the word comfortable, because I know coaches rarely get comfortable. But when you look at the progression now that we're 19 games into the season, are you happy with what you're seeing in that regard?
Yeah, I think we're getting better. I really do, and I think we can get better. That's what's exciting. I think we can continue to get better both at the offensive end and the defensive end.
Is it to the point to where you look at some of the younger guys and you're saying, okay, these freshmen, they're no longer playing like freshmen, they're playing like sophomores? I mean, have we reached that point?
Yeah. You know, really the only, I'm thinking out loud here and that's not good to do, I think the only true freshman we have that's starting for us is Isaac. The rest are a little bit older, and Benga too. Those are two freshmen, real freshmen, that are starting for us. They're getting way more consistent with the things that they do as time goes on. So I'm really proud of those two. And then Kevin and Kurt and everybody, Peyton, both Peytons. I think Dylan's is improving as well, even though he's a little bit older. I like them all. I think BJ has been important to us, and he's missed the last three games. My Benny's improving. I don't want to leave anybody out. We got a bunch of guys that are really starting to understand, their role and who they are. So I'm really really happy with their improvement.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Bill Evans of the USU Eastern men's basketball team. Coach, let's talk about the two opponents. I know you mentioned them. Very difficult week of ball, but it's kind of become a tradition at USU Eastern. I know me personally, I get up for weeks like this where you get Snow College and Salt Lake within the same week. You had mentioned what snow did on the glass the last time these two teams met. You kind of put a big emphasis on that, saying they beat us up on the boards. I mean, it was pretty clear cut and dry.
Yeah, they're both really good teams, and they're different almost as night and day. Snow is more patient and not as deep. You know, they don't cause as many problems defensively for you. Although I think they're a very good defensive team, they don't normally turn you over and rely on turnovers like Salt Lake does. It's a big part of their game. You know, Salt Lake is really in a transition where Snow probably is a better half-court team, and I mean that respectfully. Salt Lake, I'm not being negative, but they're really different. You know, one plays fast, tries to get you to play fast. The other is a little bit more patient in what they do.
With that being said, I guess that's what makes it so fun, right, is the contrast of three teams here in the state of Utah. I mean, Salt Lake, they ooze with the athleticism, as you mentioned, Snow and the half-court set. I mean, we really have three different mindsets almost, right? Three different types of ball being played here in the state, but it's high-quality JUCO basketball.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, both these teams are ranked in the top 20 in the country, Salt Lake being one and Snow being 20. But, we have nine games left, and six of them are against ranked teams. You know, we play Snow on Thursday, Salt Lake on Saturday, and Snow again the following Wednesday. So, we play some really good teams. We play six ranked teams, and I think CSN is really improving, and the other two teams are improving as well. And like I said, CNCC came into Price and knocked us off. So certainly With this league, you can't overlook anybody. You have to play them one at a time.
But it has reached an important part, Coach, as far as the schedule is concerned. You were just mentioning it a moment ago. I mean, snow, Salt Lake, snow, those are the next three games. Really gives you an opportunity to A, set yourself apart from multiple teams in this conference, or B, be in the middle of the pack. I mean, it's a huge three-game stretch.
Yeah, I don't know how many teams in the country at any level play three ranked teams in a row. And you know, we haven't had very much success during my time here against snow. I think, you know, that's a credit to, you know, their players and coaches. And Salt Lake, you know, has been dominating everybody. So, tough games.
Yeah, definitely a fun stretch of basketball as we move into February, Coach. I know I asked you this question last year. I got to ask you again. When you hit this time, when you get into January and the back end of January, February's around the corner, is there a little bit more urgency within the program? I mean, these are kids that you're coaching, obviously. They have to be aware of the situation. Do you sense more urgency around this time? Is that normal?
Sure. I think there is a sense of urgency for seeds and to continue to get better. I think those are a couple things that you look at toward the end. The tournament is a determining factor. I mean, I would think at this stage that they usually take two teams from our league. I think the tournament's going to be important. I think overall record, I think head-to-head competition is going to be important. What you do in the tournament, where you end up in the tournament, all those things will determine the outcome of the season, really.
Coach Bill Evans, again, our guest right now. Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on and get insight from you on how the team is faring and where the program is at. I definitely appreciate the time. We'll see you at the game on Thursday. Thank you again.
You bet. My pleasure. Thanks again.
Thursday, the USU Eastern men's squad going toe-to-toe with Snow College. That game is at home, women at 5, men at 7. And then on Saturday, we'll be on the road as both the men and women take on Salt Lake. We're going to break for just a moment. More coming up when we return. It's Football Tuesday. We'll get you set for the divisional rounds now that Super Wild Card Weekend is in the books. More coming up right after this.